Yes, Jim.
How much longer, McCoy?
Oh, about another 30 minutes. I've come across some most interesting organic compounds. Hey, Starfleet was right.
These roots and soil cultures can be a medical treasure house. Any problems there?
No sign of the inhabitants so far. Kirk out.
Large prints. The ape-like carnivore in the reports?
Yes. It's the Mugatu. No problem, though. Those prints are several days old. They seldom stay around in one place.
Aside from that, you say it's the Garden of Eden.
Or so it seems with the brash young Lieutenant Kirk in command of his first planet survey.
Class M in all respects. Quite Earth-like.
Except these people stayed in their Garden of Eden. Bows and arrows for hunting. But absolutely no fighting among themselves. Remarkably peaceful and tranquil.
Ho! Take cover here!
Bows and arrows, Captain.
Villagers with flintlocks. That's impossible. They hadn't progressed nearly that far.
Captain, look.
Man walking into ambush is Tyree, the friend I lived with here.
Captain, use of our phasers is expressly forbidden.
Enterprise alert. Stand by to beam up landing party.
Your phaser.
No, Captain. I can travel.
Beam us up, quickly.
Now, Scotty, have medic stand by.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Vitalizer B.
Pressure back it.
Lucky his heart's where his liver should be, or he'd be dead now.
Not good, sir.
Coriolan.
What else can you say?
Morning. Ready to
Red alert. Battle stations, go to red alert.
Kirk here.
Uhura, sir. We have a Klingon vessel on our screen.
On my way.
Got it.
Bones, I don't know yet, Jim.
Captain, we're holding the planet between us and the Klingons. I don't think they've spotted us.
Make that definite, sir. They're sending a routine message to their home base. No mention of us.
Good. Go to yellow alert.
Yellow alert. All stations, go to yellow alert.
Do you think you can keep us out of their sights, General?
I can try, Captain.
Message to Starbase, sir.
No point giving ourselves away, Lieutenant, until we find out what's going on.
We can hide for a while, sir, but we may have to go out of orbit to keep it up for long.
Kirk to sick bay.
McCoy here. I'll call you as soon as I know anything. Sick bay out.
So, they've broken the treaty.
Not necessarily, Captain. They have as much right to scientific missions here as we have.
Research is not the Klingon way.
True, but since this is a hands-off planet, how are you going to prove they're doing otherwise?
I left there 13 years ago. Those villages had barely learned to forge iron. Spock was shot with a flintlock. How many centuries between those two developments?
On Earth, about 12, sir.
On the other hand, a flintlock would be the first firearm the inhabitants would normally develop.
Yes, I'm aware of that, Mr. Scott.
And, sir, the fact Earth took 12 centuries doesn't mean they had to.
We've seen development at different rates on different planets.
And if it were the Klingons behind it, why didn't they give them breech loaders?
Or machine guns.
Or old-style handlers.
I did not invite a debate. I'm sorry. I'm worried about Spock. I'm concerned about what's happened to something I once knew down there. You have the con, Scotty. I'll be at sick bay.
We've no replacements for the damaged organs, sir. If he's going to live, his Vulcan physiology will have to do it for him.
Agreed. Sterilite off.
Yes, sir.
You'll live or die now, Jim. I don't know which. Dr. Mbinga interned in a Vulcan ward. He couldn't be in better hands.
Then you and I are transporting down one.
I can't leave Spock at this time.
You just indicated you could. There are Klingons here. If their mission is a legitimate research interest in the planet's organic potential, then you're the one man who can tell me.
And if that's not it?
Then I need help. Advice I can trust as much as Spock's.
I appreciate the compliment, Jim, but...
Bones, I'm as worried about Spock as you are. But if the Klingons are breaking the treaty, it could be interstellar war. Kirk to Bridge.
Bridge. Scott here.
McCoy and I are transporting back down. Inform ship stores that we'll need native costumes.
Captain, we may have to break out of orbit any minute to keep out of their sight. We'd be out of communicator range with you.
Understand. We'll arrange a rendezvous schedule. Kirk out.
Captain's log, stardate 4211.4. Keeping our presence here secret is an enormous tactical advantage. Therefore, I cannot risk contact with Starfleet Command. I must take action on my own judgment. I have elected to violate orders and make contact with planet inhabitants here.
Perfect. Tyree's camp's a quarter a mile away.
Want to think about it again, Jim? Starfleet's orders about this planet state no interference with...
No interference with normal social development. I'm not only aware of it, it was my survey 13 years ago that recommended it.
I read it. Inhabitants superior in many ways to humans. Left alone, they undoubtedly someday will develop a remarkably advanced and peaceful culture.
Indeed. And I intend to see that they have that chance. You coming with me?
Do I have a choice?
Ah!
took four poison fangs.
Enterprise, McCoy, emergency, come in. Enterprise, come in, McCoy, emergency.
They left out of orbit.
Jim, there is no antitoxin for this poison. I can only keep you alive a few hours with this.
Tyree! Some of his men. Cure! Ah!
Are you Hill people? Do you know a hunter named Tyree? Emogatu attacked him. He's James Kirk. He's a friend of Tyree's. Blasted, do something. He's dying.
Take him to the cave. I bring Tyree.
Medical log, stardate 4211.8. Kirk is right about the people here. Despite their fear and our strangeness, they are compassionate and gentle. I've learned the hunter Tyree is now their leader. He is expected to return shortly with his wife, who they say knows how to cure this poison. My problem, the captain is in deep shock. I must keep him warm and alive until then.
In your Garden of Eden.
We must obtain the same fire sticks, husband. You could be killing them instead. We could take their houses. Their goods.
No. Enough. In time, the villagers will return to their ways of friendship.
In time? They kill your people. I am a Kanutu woman. In all this land, how many are there? Men seek us because through us they become great leaders.
I took you because you cast a spell upon me.
And I have spells that help me keep you. Remember this leaf? The night we camped by the water.
The night of madness.
Oh, Tyree, did you really think that madness?
No. It brought up evil beasts from my soul.
Only one lovely beast, Tyree, my huge, angry man.
Forgive me.
What is it?
There are strangers in our camp. One has taken the Mugatu bite. He dies.
Strangers?
It is said the dying one is a friend of Tyree from long ago.
That one. Bring him when his head clears.
Thank you.
Archer. Where is he?
Where's Kirk? The cave.
Tyree, you wish me to save him?
You must. He is the one I told you of, the friend of my younger days.
My remedies require I know what kind of man he is. All that is known of him.
I gave him my promise of silence. He was made my brother.
And I am your wife, his sister. I promise silence also.
Nona.
Quickly! Or he dies.
Don't let these low panel readings bother you. I've seen this before in Vulcans. It's their way of concentrating all their strength, blood, and antibodies onto the injured organs. A form of self-induced hypnosis.
You mean he's conscious?
Well, in a sense. He knows we're here and what we're saying, but he can't afford to take his mind from the tissue he's fighting to heal. I suppose he even knows you were holding his hand.
A good nurse always treats her patients that way. It proves she's interested.
I'm Tyree.
And I'm Tyree's woman.
It was Kirk. She will cure him.
What's that?
A Mako root.
Plant? It moves.
For those who know where to find it, how to use it, how to pick it.
Thank you.
How do you feel, John?
Tired. Very tired. Did a fine job, huh?
I want to thank you for saving his life. I would like to learn more about this.
Our blood has passed through the Mako route together. Our souls have been together. He is mine now.
She was asleep also. He is hers.
When a man and woman are joined in this manner, he can refuse her no wish. But it is only legend.
James. James, it's good to see you.
What am I doing here? The Mugatu bite. I remember. I told him to take me to Tyree's camp. I knew you'd find a Kanotu to cure me. A Kanotu is the local witch people here. They've studied... They've studied the roots and the herbs.
I am a Kanotu, Captain. I cured you.
My wife, Nona.
Yes, of course, I should have guessed. Congratulations. Tyree. We must talk now. The villagers, their new weapons. I want to hear all about that. We must make plans.
Good. It is past time to plan.
Much has happened since you left, James. Come, we'll speak of it.
And of things to be done.
Come. We will speak of it.
To fluctuate.
And just as they should.
This is Dr. Mbenga.
There will be someone with you constantly now. When the time comes, I'll be called.
As soon as he shows any signs of consciousness, call me immediately.
Yes, Doctor.
After you've called me, if he speaks, do whatever he says.
Do whatever he says?
Yes. Well, that's clear enough, isn't it?
Fire sticks first appeared nearly a year ago. Since that time, many of my people have died.
You say they make the fire sticks themselves. How can you be sure?
I have looked into the village. I have seen it being done.
Have you
Have you seen any strangers among the villagers?
Strangers? No.
Can you take us to their village while it's still dark?
Yes. But the Mugatos travel at night also. You killed one. His mate will not be far.
You've seen how these
work. I've seen them also. And I know you have many ways to make your friend Tyree a man of great importance.
Many ways. What else does she know about us?
Tyree has told me much of you. Do not blame him. It was the price for saving your life.
We're simply strangers from...
from one of the lights in the sky. And you have ways as far above fire sticks as the sky above our world.
You will not speak of this to others.
I will not if I am made to understand. Teach me. There's an old custom among my people. When a woman saves a man's life, he is grateful.
I am grateful.
A splendid custom, if not carried to extremes.
We once were as you are. Spears, arrows. There came a time when our weapons grew faster than our wisdom, and we almost destroyed ourselves. We learned from this to make a rule during all our travels. Never to cause the same to happen to other worlds. Just as a man must grow in his own way and in his own time.
Some men never grow.
Perhaps not as fast or in the way another thinks he should. But we are wise enough to know that we are wise enough not to interfere in the way of a man or another world.
You must let the villagers destroy us. You will not help your friend and brother kill them instead?
No! I said I will not kill!
We must fight or die. Is dying better? You would let him die when you have weapons to make him powerful and safe? Then he has the wrong friends. And I am the wrong husband.
You will help in ways she does not understand. I have faith in our friendship, James. Come, before we lose the darkness.
Bothering you, Jim. If we find the Klingons have helped the villagers, there's certainly something we can do.
That's what's bothering me. There's something we may have to do.
God, we must wait.
Tyree, supposing you had to fight, what then?
Jim, this man believes in the same thing we believe in, that killing is stupid and useless.
Tyree.
Now.
Doctor. You are late, my friend, the fella.
A quarrel by my people. The division of some skins and a hill woman taken this morning. It's hard to divide one woman.
Give her to the man who killed the most of her people. The others will see the profit in bravery. I'll make a Klingon of you yet. Now, your next improvement. Notice what we've done to the striker. See how it holds the priming powder more securely? Fewer misfires. When I return, we will give you other improvements. A rifled barrel.
What?
A way to shoot further and straighter.
Jim. Coal for forge, sulfur for gunpowder.
Let's take a look inside.
Well, here's your forge. People's exhibit number one. Chrome steel drill point.
This pig iron is almost carbon free. That village furnace certainly didn't produce it. People's exhibit number two. A coal roll gun barrel rod fashioned to look homemade. You're right about the Klingons, Jim.
Make recorder and scanner tapes of everything.
Right. It's a pity we can't include a live Klingon, as it's about rapid.
It would not be difficult to cut the small grooves into the bell.
Quite simple. I'll show you the method.
I thought my people would grow tired of killing. But you are right. They see that it is easier than trading, and it has pleasures. I feel it myself. Like the hunt. But with richer rewards.
You will be rich one day, Apella. Beyond your dreams. The leader of a whole world. A governor in the Klingon Empire.
Hit me.
Hit you? No, I can't.
Blast you, strike me. If I don't regain consciousness soon, it may be too late. Hit me. Harder. Again. Continue. The pain will help me to consciousness.
What are you doing, woman?
Stay where you are.
Have you gone?
No,
yeah.
He needs me.
Have you...
Go.
That will be quite enough. Thank you, Doctor.
Please, release her.
What's this all about?
She was doing as I requested, Mr. Scott. A Vulcan form of self-healing.
As you saw, they must wait until the last possible moment, then fight their way back to consciousness.
Well, here, let me help you, Mr. Spock.
Thank you, nurse. I'm quite fully recovered.
Yes, I see you are.
And this is the pan. This is the hammer. The hammer striking the pan causes a spark, ignites the powder, and fires the flintlock.
Now, aim it as I showed you. Hold your breath and squeeze the trigger gently. Well done. Very, very, very good.
Jim. Talk to you.
Not here, Bones. In the cave. Lieutenant, your turn.
Do I have to say it?
It's not bad enough there's already one serpent in Eden teaching one side about gunpowder. You're going to make sure they all know about it.
Exactly. Each side receives the same knowledge and the same type of firearm.
Have you gone out of your mind? Yes, maybe you have. Tari's wife, she said there was something in that root. She said now that you can refuse her nothing.
Superstition.
Is it a coincidence? This is exactly what she wants.
Is it? She wants superior weapons. It's the one thing neither side can have. Bones. Bones, the normal development of this planet was a status quo between the hill people and the villagers. The Klingons changed that with the flintlocks. If this planet is to develop in the way it should, we must equalize both sides again.
Jim, that means you're condemning this whole planet to a war that may never end. It could go on for year after year, massacre after massacre.
All right, Doctor! All right, say I'm wrong. Say I'm drugged. Say the woman drugged me. What is your sober, sensible solution to all this?
I don't have a solution. But furnishing them firearms is certainly not the answer.
Bones, do you remember the 20th century brush wars on the Asian continent? Two giant powers involved, much like the Klingons and ourselves. Neither side felt that they could pull out.
Yes, I remember. It went on bloody year after bloody year.
Well, what would you have suggested? That one side arm its friends with an overpowering weapon? Mankind would never have lived to travel space if they had.
No.
The only solution is what happened back then. Balance of power.
And if the Klingons give their side even more?
Then we arm our side with exactly that much more. A balance of power. The trickiest, most difficult, dirtiest game of them all, but the only one that preserves both sides.
And what about your friend Tyree? Will he understand this balance of power?
No. Probably not. But I'm going to have to try and make him understand. I never had a more difficult task.
Well, Jim, here's another morsel of agony for you. Since Tyree won't fight, he will be one of the first to die.
War isn't a good life, but it's life. His wife is the only way to reach him. If I tell her we're going to supply guns, maybe she'll convince him.
Distant orbit, sir. Approaching rendezvous time.
The Klingons?
They haven't spotted us yet, sir. Looks like they're beaming someone aboard.
Stand by to signal the captain.
Aye, sir.
You are here because I wished you here.
Oh, I thought it was my idea.
Yes. They always believe they come of free will. Tyree even thought the same when I cast my first spell on him.
No.
Can you smell this fragrance? Some find it pleasing.
I would like to talk to you.
Again. Some find it soothing. Yes.
I would like...
feel good.
You're busy. Yeah. Yes, you are lovely. You're beautiful.
Kirk.
Tyree, a fire stick. Where is it? There! I left it there.
It's a fine thing to leave lying around. Show us where it is.
Hit you. Nona.
Woman.
She's a canute, too.
We won't trust this division to Apella.
Take me to him. He will have the strength to use this new weapon. Touch me again, and this small box will kill you.
Phaser. She took it.
This weapon I bring you is far greater than your fire stick.
Instruct us.
I want more of these, Kirk. Many more. You, Dan, two of those who killed my wife have escaped. Track them down. I will kill them.
To be. Kirk here.
Spock, Captain. I trust all has gone well.
Spock, are you alive?
An illogical question, Doctor, since obviously you are hearing my voice.
Well, I don't know why I was worried. You can't kill a computer.
So, Spock, ask Scotty how long it would take him to reproduce 100 flintlocks.
What? Didn't get that exactly, Captain. 100? What?
100 serpents. Serpents for the Garden of Eden. We're very tired, Mrs. Spock. Beam us up home.